Go and search diligently for the child. Go and do him homage. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You know, in the Old Testament, there's a book, 2 Corinthians. And in 2 Corinthians, we have the story of St. Solomon. You know who St. Solomon is? The great young king, the son of the great King David, his successor. And one time when Solomon was just becoming king, God gave him a vision of his very self. In that moment, God appeared to him, encouraged him, and said, "Hey, Solomon, you're favored by me, not just because I love your father, but because I love you. Ask of me anything, anything in the whole universe, and I'll give it to you." Real quick, think about that for a moment. God is visiting you and saying, "I'm going to give you anything you want in the universe. Just tell me what it is. What do you want? Would you want maybe financial security? Would you want maybe entrance into some dream college that you have or some dream program that you really want to get into? Would it be maybe something as great as another Lions State Championship trophy to parade through the town? What is it? What is it that you want?" Solomon asked for this. He asked for wisdom. Wisdom. That's what Solomon wanted above all things. He could have had anything in the world. Why did he ask for wisdom? You know? What's wisdom? Wisdom, what's so great about wisdom when he could have had anything within the whole world? He asked for wisdom. Wisdom is this. Wisdom is this gift of God, a gift that allows us to see reality as it actually is, to see the truth, to know what the truth is, to get to the very heart of the matter like that. Not to have to wait for it, but to see things as they are. And that's why it's been said that somebody who doesn't have wisdom doesn't really know how to live, doesn't know how to get through life. You see, one of the interesting things about our time period, brothers and sisters, is that we're living in a singular moment in history. Because all ages before us acted in a different way than we act today. The first time in history is now, when humanity has pretty much abandoned the search for ultimate truth. Living in an age of relativism where everything is relative, there is no truth, and if the truth is knowable, well, we're never going to figure out what the actual truth is, so who cares? Look at it. We see it everywhere within our world. Just watch TV, just listen to the radio, just do some busquedas on the internet. What do you find? When you look there, everything is saturated with what? Entertainment. It's saturated with sports, with games, with celebrities, with gossip here and there. It's all about diversions. There's nothing wrong with diversions. We need them. We need a distraction from what it is that we're actually working hard in so that we can rest for a moment. The problem is this. When those distractions, when those diversions become our supreme focus, we forget everything else and just pursue the rabbit trail. Just pursue the easy way and forget about those things which are ultimately important. When we saturate the entirety of our being with this surface-level drivel. Put this concrete context today. All of this in the concrete context that we have today, what are we celebrating? Feast of the Epiphany. The Feast of the Epiphany, which is the manifestation of the Lord. The readings which Deacon Marvin gave for us were all about the three Magi, the three kings. That's what it was about. And our gospel presents to us these three extraordinary men. We don't know if they're actually three, but we know that there were extraordinary men, Magi, who would travel. But do you know who these Magi are? Well, scholars have been debating this for centuries, who actually they were. There's a lot of speculation about them because we see them in the biblical text, but we also see stories about these Magi outside the Bible. What scholars have pinned down is that these men were probably Persian priests, meaning that they were from the east, maybe Iraq or Iran, coming from those areas. They're pagans. And really, what we think about them as is we think about them as ancient scientists, but even something more than being scientists, they were philosophers. Philosophy is not an esoteric relevant study that you had to slog your way through in college that has absolutely no relevance to your everyday life, zero impact on your lives. That's not what philosophy is. Philosophy, in fact, is the single most important science outside of the science of theology. It's the single most important one because what does the word mean? It's composed of two Greek words, meaning lovers of wisdom. A philosopher is one who loves wisdom. And it's because of that that I thought of the story of Solomon today, which we began the homily with. Because Solomon was a man who could have asked God for anything in the whole universe, and God would have given it to him. Well, what did he ask for? Wisdom. He wanted to be a philosopher. He was the one who valued and loved wisdom to get to the very heart of the matter of things. See, these magi, these philosophers that God has given us here within this story were men who were restless. Restless, who couldn't just stay where they were. They were seeking, they were pursuing, they were moving. That's why they left home. That's why they abandoned their securities and their comforts that they had. They were rich men. Could have just done anything that they wanted. But they were seeking something. In fact, they were seeking someone. And they weren't going to rest until they found him, because they desired true wisdom. They were seeking a life-altering truth, something that would transform their being. They were willing to risk everything to be able to pursue it. Which is why they spent many years hot upon the trail of that star, just to arrive at the king, which they knew would be king of the universe. You see, the Magi, what they do is they represent us something that the world today doesn't understand. Represents the convergence, or the coming together, the turning toward of both faith and reason. Our culture, the world, says faith and reason are divergent topics. You either have to give yourself to faith, or you have to give yourself to reason. The two don't come together, but that's not the truth. That's not the truth. The truth is that faith and reason actually are seeking the exact same thing. And that is truth, ultimate reality. Both are moving toward that moment. You know, when I was in the seminary, we had a course in philosophy on the philosophy of the human person. And in there, the teacher asked us at the very beginning of the course one question. She turned to us and she said, "Men, what is it that there's different? What is it that's distinct from all other creatures about the human person? Something that we have that no other creature in all of God's creation, visible creation, doesn't have." And immediately my friend shot up his hand and he said, "Thumbs!" And the teacher and everybody else is going, "What? Thumbs?" He said, "Yes, thumbs. Opposable thumbs. Human beings are the only creatures in the world that have opposable thumbs." Well, I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what he said. So the teacher said, "Look, we're not going in that direction. I'm not talking about that kind of stuff." What he's really after, the thing that makes us different from every other creature in the universe, the visible universe, is that we ask questions. Human beings are the only beings on earth that question, that examine themselves, that look deeply into themselves in introspective and ask questions about what is true, what is real. The reason why we do that is because human beings, we want to know. We want to know the truth, which means that we live by belief. We live by faith. Because who in here can actually examine everything that you've been taught? Be able to discover it, to find it out for yourself? We can't. We can't spend our whole lives examining every truth. We have to accept things. And so it is that we have to accept things and to live by faith. And the questions we ask aren't just trivial questions like, what's the point spread for the national championship football game that's going to take place tomorrow night? We ask questions that are deeper than, when is it that the track season is going to start? Or who's going to win the best actor, the Oscars that are coming up? Or what's the best investment for me to make in 2018 for my financial portfolio? We ask deeper questions than that. In fact, to be human means that we ask questions about the most important things. Like, why is it that the universe exists rather than it not existing? Why am I here in the universe in this place? Does my own life have meaning? Is there something that I'm supposed to do, a purpose? Why is there suffering within the world, and what's the point of it? And what happens after death, if anything happens? In short, what human beings do, what we do, is we ask ultimate questions. We search for the very beginning of our existence. We search for truth. Because I want a truth that's going to bring meaning to my life. And that's what every single human being does. We question ourselves. We reflect. And that brings us back to the Magi, those philosophers. The answer to every question, brothers and sisters, is simple, is easy. Every question that has substance, every question that has meaning, every question that has impact upon our lives has the same answer. It's Jesus Christ. He is the answer. Jesus Christ is the reason why you and I are here today. I was made by the very hands of Jesus Christ. I was made for Jesus Christ, to be with Jesus Christ forever. That's the answer to the question. Jesus Christ, and only Jesus Christ, can show me how to live a meaningful human life. Why? Because Jesus Christ is fully God and fully man. He entered into our existence, and so he knows the way to make purpose and meaning out of our lives. It's only by finding ourselves in the context of knowing Jesus that makes the whole of our lives make sense. And that's why when the Magi came and discovered the Christ child there following the stars and arrived in Bethlehem with his mother Mary and with Saint Joseph, that's why the first thing that they did was that they fell down and prostrated themselves. They laid down before him with great joy within their souls. They adored God. Because what they recognized in Jesus Christ is that they finally found the object of their whole lifelong search. The reason why they set out, the end of every single thing that they had ever studied in their lives, culminated in Christ. Better put, what happened that day when they arrived with the Holy Family is they recognized that they themselves were found by Jesus Christ. Found by God, who came from eternity to seek them. That is the real mystery of the Magi, of the wise men, that God puts before us today. Perhaps what God is asking of us today here in 2018, beginning this new year of faith in Christ, he's asking us not just today or even just this week, but for the next number of weeks, maybe to meditate and to do a little bit of philosophy on our own, for ourselves, just like the wise men did. To try to become real lovers of wisdom, to become real lovers of truth who seek it out. To ask questions in some quiet time that we have, and maybe in some prayerful time that we spend alone, to say, am I? Or rather, what am I seeking? Or am I seeking anything at all? Am I wandering from diversion to diversion to diversion to distraction, just seeking entertainment? Or am I moving for something that is of ultimate worth? You know, a sad thing is that there are a lot of people that, because of a certain football game that's going on tomorrow night, after that game is over, aren't going to have anything to do. They're going to be listless. And that's a sad existence, to hinge all your hopes upon something that has no meaning, ultimately. What our Lord is asking us today is he's saying, look, ask yourselves this question, to say, have I found answers that give my life ultimate meaning? And most importantly, have I discovered Jesus in the same way that the Magi did? In a way that actually transforms my life, that changes my actions because I've encountered him? What our Lord is really asking us during this sacred time at the conclusion of the Christmas season is this, to say, Jesus, give me grace so that I can be able to find you. And even more importantly, to ask Jesus for that very grace, to recognize the whole reason he entered into eternity was just to find me. And for me to recognize that I've been found by him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.